Despite a decline in marijuana arrests since Mayor de Blasio took office, a new report says Blacks and Latinos continue to make up a disproportionate number of those arrested for marijuana possession. WMIC's Beth Fertig reports.
The Drug Policy Alliance commissioned the report, citing the racial disparities as part of its call to legalize marijuana in New York. Cassandra Federique, the alliance's New York State director, says Blacks and Latinos made up 85% of those arrested for possession in de Blasio's first 3 years in office.
Mayor de Blasio, let me be very clear. Your time is up. You either end these arrests or we march all day long.
The report notes that only 14 people were arrested for marijuana possession on the Upper East Side last year, compared to 677 in Harlem. But a City Hall spokesman said the NYPD responds to quality of life offenses when and where they're observed, many of which are reported by members of the public. He also said the de Blasio administration has led a, quote, dramatic shift away from unnecessary arrests for low-level marijuana possession in favor of summonses. However, critics note that a summons still requires someone to come to court. And in the meantime, they have an open criminal arrest that can affect them when they look for a job or an apartment. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.